going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Nothing brightens what we've become used to, dreary late May day in Buffalo, like the face of Darren Dreger here on Sabres Live. Hi, Dregs. How are you?
Equally dreary here. I'm not going to lie. Last couple of days have been nice. It looked like, okay, we're kicking through spring and summer is right there for us. And, you know, let me just kind of hit a wall of rain over the last 12, 16 hours or so. And it's still kind of that way. I'm supposed to play my first round of golf tomorrow afternoon.
Where?
Royal Ashburn, which isn't far from my house here.
Beautiful. It used to be known as Thunderbird when I was a wee lad.
Darn right it did. Very nice place. So looking forward to it, but a lot of stuff going on before then and now, and I'm a fair weather guy. If it doesn't improve, I'm not a last second bailer, don't get me wrong, but it's a 1 o'clock tea time. Uh-huh. And if by 11 a.m., it's still looking a bit sketchy, I'm out.
Okay.
That's it. I'm done.
So before we get to, like, you know, more hockey talk or whatever, you're talking about golf. Duffer, I was in studio last week and worked with Dregs, and I found out that Dregs is an avid fisherman. Like, he will go a couple times a week and fish, and his son is even, like, would go every day. Dregs, we didn't know that from you, that you were an avid fisherman. So are you a fair weather fisherman as well, or is that doesn't matter? You put the rain jacket on and let's go.
Yeah, it depends what the stakes are. If it's just me, you know, I've got a nice setup. I'm not boasting. It's just real. I just slip down to the dock. My boat is in a lift. So I hit my remote control. I drop the boat into the water. That takes about 40 seconds. I'm in the boat. I'm on the lake and away we go. So, I mean, if it's choppy and it's miserable, I'm not going out unless I'm part of an event, which happens a couple of times a summer. But no, I like to fish. It's anytime you can go catch something, and the walleye and Lake of the Prairies are second to none. Anytime you can go and catch your dinner, clean it up and get it into the pan that quickly. Come on.
It's okay. Well, maybe we'll have to get one of those ice box and you can put those filleted walleye and ship him out here for Duffer and I to put him on the grill the next day. That would work.
Nah, I'm good. You can have my share.
I'll take it.
Anything on Bo Byram, JJ Paterka as we launch into Sabres talk here?
Yeah, you know, I guess I shouldn't be surprised that Paterka's name's out there again. I don't think that there's a whole lot more that's real around JJ Paterka. I know that Kevin Adams and really the Sabres in general were annoyed at that speculation around the trade deadline because it wasn't real. It wasn't. You know, just because somebody calls and asks about a player doesn't automatically mean that that player is on the block or in play. Mm-hmm. But you can understand the wild speculation around the trade deadline because it happens with every club in the NHL. So I don't have a reason to believe that, you know, anything has shifted there. Now, if J.J. Paterka feels like he needs a fresh start, a new opportunity, a better place to perhaps, you know, win and get into the play. I mean, I haven't heard that directly from him, obviously, or the player agent. So I'm skeptical around him. Bo Byram, that's different. That's different. And again, as we talked about last week, we know there's an agent change. Perfect world for Bo Byram would be that the Buffalo Sabres basically shepherd him into unrestricted free agency with a 2-year deal. That seems unlikely. They really like the player. But Byram looks up and he sees Owen Power and he sees Dahlin, and, you know, there's a block there from, you know, his perception anyway of being a top guy on an NHL club. And the interest across the league is significant. And that's why Bo Byram, that's legit, man. And we're going to keep talking about this until either they find a way to extend whatever that number looks like in term in the years, or the trade package that Kevin Adams can live with, that he likes, is front and center, and they pull the trigger. That, to me, fellas, seems more likely. A trade seems more likely just because at this point you know that the level of interest is high, and you've got a real good sense that Byram probably doesn't want to go beyond his window between now and free agency, and that doesn't make sense.
Okay, so if Byram trade is more likely than Paterka, I think Byram's a really nice piece, but I don't think he's going to be able to just snatch something that is unexpected from another team.
Right.
Do you think that if there was some Paterka chatter, that maybe you'd be able to go get something that is almost untouchable? Like we had a fan on social media mention, you know, would Paterka be able to snatch a guy like Quinton Byfield from LA? Like, do you think that Paterka is heavy enough in that market to be able to pull something that's untouchable somewhere?
Maybe. That's shooting pretty high, Quinton Byfield, in my opinion, my view. You know, I look at the investment of the LA Kings and everything that they've done to develop Quinton Byfield to a place where he's a key part of the future, right? I mean, Anze Kopitar isn't going to play forever. Yeah. I mean, that's what made this year so important. And part of the reason why Rob Blake just said, okay, I did everything I could to build this team into a top contending team. And so it's time for somebody else to take the reins. Well, we know who that somebody else is. His name is Ken Holland. And I would think that he would look at Quinton Byfield and go, okay, bud, you're a piece that I'm going to build around. Not that you can't with Paterka, but just the investment internally made by the Los Angeles Kings. But to your point, though, Marty, I know, you mentioned Byfield by name and the fit that could be in LA. You can look around the National Hockey League and you can see other teams that have struggled a little bit or a lot and go, okay, well, maybe there's a fit there. Maybe change for the sake of change is a good thing. We'll take your good young player, you take our good young player, and maybe it works out well for both of us. But at this stage, I haven't heard that, and I haven't seen that.
No, that was just a fan's suggestion. He said Byram and Paterka for Byfield and Brent Clark and maybe like
holy
some
smokes. Like, do you just want to...
I have no part of this, Drags. This is Marty just regurgitating.
It's social media driven. Social and I'm media. Just saying, like, so. we want to engage with our fans and have them bring some ideas. But my
okay,
point
but
is
you're
more
a
like,
hockey. You're a sound hockey guy. That's what you do. You analyze it. If you're Ken Holland, are you trading Bo Byram and Paterka for Quinton Byfield and Clark?
No.
Okay.
But my question was more like, can you get something, a big piece out of somewhere with Paterka? Does he have that weight? Like, let's compare Paterka and Matthew Nyes. They're both like in that situation where you can maybe get a contract. Maybe there's an offer sheet. Maybe there's a trade. Like, those are pretty heavy pieces if you want to dangle them out there.
I get it. I do. And but this reminds me of the conversations maybe that we didn't have, but you know, when all the speculation again around the Buffalo Sabres was swirling leading up to the trade deadline about Paterka, about this piece, about that piece, all of these things. And Adams didn't flat out deny or dismiss, and you can't, because Buffalo has been in such a state for so long that you have to be willing to listen. And even though the speculation, as we've just gone through, is ridiculous, to be fair, you're okay with those conversations happening publicly, because how can you slam the door on a possibility that you don't know exists? So if that scenario is out there, and that general manager goes to Adams and says, I really like J.J. Paterka, and here's the top young player that I'm willing to throw into this mix, but I need that player, I'll give you this in addition, are you interested? All right, well, that's a different conversation. That's a different environment, but I just don't think it's happened yet, and I'd be surprised if it happens in the near future.
Can I put all that into more appropriate terms?
Not fantasy land.
How about Paterka for Clark?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Yeah,
I mean, the Sabres, again, if you're wanting a right shot defenseman, granted, so early on, probably doesn't fit what everybody else is looking for from a right shot defenseman right now. But
no, I get it, and I hear you in a one for one, and it's ish. Very seldom
one
where
for
it's
one ish. There's always going to be adds to it, but
if you're the LA Kings, you know, you're aging out in positions. You know, Drew Doughty isn't going to play forever. And, you know, because of the injury that Doughty sustained, Clark in the last 2 years has really elevated his play at the NHL level, more or less, right?
Yep.
And I would say the same thing of what they've got up front in Los Angeles. But it's not impossible. And if you're Adams, and I feel like now we got to go back to, okay, legitimizing the speculation. Mm-hmm. I don't know what conversations the agent has had with Kevin about J.J. Paterka. And if the agent has said to Adams, you know, we're not in this thing long-term with Buffalo, so you may want to start considering. Well, that, again, that takes it again into a different territory. And then it becomes more urgent for Adams to have exactly that type of conversation with any of the general managers with like players.
That agent is Alan Walsh, and I'm sure Alan Walsh is saying a lot of different things when he's talking to general managers.
Really?
Good and bad. So, yes, yeah. I didn't want you to have to say it. I'm just saying it. That's fine. Injury news. So we have Adam Lowry with the Jets. Hips,
that was a big one,
surgery.
Yeah.
Will be out 5-6 months. So we're talking about November, December. Zach Hyman. We all saw him coming out of the game. He had surgery yesterday. Now, the Oilers don't want to say what it is. They say upper body injury. I think we all can see that it's either wrist or forearm or whatnot. Yeah. Wrist has been speculated. Do they
And I believe that's accurate. Yeah.
Yeah. Do they really not want to say anything? Because who knows? Maybe if they go to game seven, he could be available with a soft cast and come back.
That's exactly right, Marty. It is. And, you know, and Chris Knobloch acknowledged the not specifics of the injury, but the injury and the fact that Zach needed surgery to repair it. He certainly made it sound because people reported on the fact that he was done for the season, right? Yeah. That was not the messaging that I got from good sources going into that media availability. The message that I got was, I can't share the specifics of the injury. I don't think that's entirely fair. Location, as we've established, yeah, you're right. But the message that I got was if they go deep into the Stanley Cup final, then at this stage, it's really premature, very early, but it's not impossible that Hyman would be back. And, you know, he's irreplaceable. He is. I'm not saying that Edmonton isn't going to win the series in the West. Of course, they could win a Stanley Cup without Hyman, but I expect that Corey Perry is going to play alongside Connor McDavid in game five tonight. Mm-hmm. And even though Corey was a great story in game four, I mean, at 40 years of age, just wild what he's doing. Nah, he's not Zach Hyman. And even rolling guys in like Jones, maybe Jeff Skinner, go down the list, or they go 11-7. It's just a huge, huge loss in not having Hyman there.
Patrick Roy is staying on as coach of the Islanders. Matthew Darche confirmed that. Can you give us really, really quickly Pittsburgh, Boston, Seattle, and their likely next head coaches?
Well, you know what? Mitch Love is a finalist in all three of those. Isn't that crazy? I mean, it's wild. It is. Lane Lambert of the Toronto Maple Leafs, a finalist in Seattle. Marco Sturm getting a lot of interest from the Boston Bruins. Who else in Pittsburgh? David Quinn interviewed there. Jay Woodcroft interviewed there. But Mitch Love is definitely going to be an NHL head coach next year, whether it's Seattle or Pittsburgh, maybe Boston, don't know. But that guy's getting a lot of love.
Thank you, Dregs.
Have a great weekend.
Putting
fellas.
A smile on our faces.
Darren Dreger, our hockey insider from TSN. We're back after this.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.